ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, with the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, it's the Chodesh of what? The our Hachamim said, "Bishiniknas Adar, marbi b'simcha." When the month of Adar came, we have to put more simcha, marbi. We have to be more sameach. So the question is, why? Why? Why Mishniknas Adar Marbi Bisimha? What it is the reason that when the month of Adar came, we have to put more simcha in the, we have to be more sameach. Why? Why? What the reason that we have to be more sameach? So you see that the David HaMelech said, "Hishavti derachai v'ashevi haraglai e'edotecha." The Midrash explained that David HaMelech, he was planning, tomorrow I will do this, tomorrow I will do that, tomorrow I will do this. And then when he was planning to go to visit a friend, or to go to vacation, you understand? Hishavti derachai. But when the moment came to make the execution of his plan, his foot, his raglaim, they went to the yeshiva. It's amazing. It's like you wake up to go to work, and then you go to the Beit HaMidrash. Or you leave the house to go, I don't know, to go to visit a friend, and instead of visiting the friend, you go to the Beit HaMidrash. So now I have one question, and I would like you to give me an answer for that question. If I know that every time that I do plan to do this and this, and then I go to the Beit HaMidrash, so why I have to do the plan? Yes or no? Yes, it's a good question. If I have planned to do, if every time that I have planned to do something, and at the end I don't do it, and I go to the Beit HaMidrash, so why I will do the plan? I mean, anyway, every time I do plan, at the end, this plan, I don't execute them. I do something, I go to David HaMelech. So why I waste time to do plan? So I don't understand about David HaMelech. Why David HaMelech, he was waiting his time to do plans, that while he knows that at the end, this plans, he will do nothing with this plan. So why he planned the plans? You understand? So I was thinking, you're right. One day, I was giving a drasha, and I said just what you said, that David HaMelech wants to confuse the Satan. David HaMelech wants to confuse the Satan. He was doing, but okay, you can confuse the Satan once, twice. But every time you can confuse the Satan. I mean, even the Satan is clever. The Satan. I mean, the Satan is not is clever. When the Satan knows that you confuse him, one day you can confuse him. The second time you confuse him. But every time, you will confuse the Satan. It's impossible. I mean, the Satan, he will know that your plan. You are just planning plans with no execution. So. I think one day I was telling, like you said, that David HaMelech, he was telling that he was planning plans just to confuse the Satan, to let the Satan think that he's gonna go for a vacancy, he's gonna go to visit France, and at the end he went to the yeshiva to study Torah. I mean, maybe. That's what I was thinking one day, But after I ask myself, I said, okay, the Satan, you can confuse the Satan once, twice, three times, but every day. Every day, I mean, you cannot confuse the Satan every day, okay? So now this is a big question, and I was thinking that according to what you told me, maybe you're right. But you have to explain yourself. We have to explain what that means to confuse the Satan. It's impossible to confuse the Satan, but David Ameller, he had a way. He wanted to teach us something. There is something that you have to know. There is the Teva. There is what the Teva, the nature of the person. What is this nature of the person? The nature of the person is to plant plants, yes or no? This is the nature. I mean, we have plan. I mean, if the Satan, he knows that we have plan. I mean, I'm doing my plan. This is my plan. My plan is for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to do that. Bemet. David HaMelech, when he planned for tomorrow, that's what he's going to do, David HaMelech, he mean it. He mean that this is my plan. This is my plan. I mean, you must know something. Between planning that you plan and when it comes to execution, there is time. Yes or no? There is time. You know, maybe there's a lot of times, you know, you plan to go somewhere and then you fail, you break your leg, and you don't go. But you plan to go. You plan to go to do something, but at the end you didn't do it. Well, it's not your fault. That means that David HaMelech, that's why the Satan, he was not confused. I mean, the Satan, he knows that David HaMelech, he planned. This is his plan. But what happened? What happened is, when the moment came for execution, and David HaMelech, alav shalom, he went to the yeshiva. That means, why he went to the yeshiva? Because he realized that, compare the plan and the Torah that he will learn, he will have more pleasure in the Torah than the plan. At the beginning, he thought, tomorrow I'm going to have a pleasure, I'm going to do that. And really, he meant it. Because that was his plan. I mean, it's like, this morning, I had a big rabbi who came to see me this morning. And he told me, he's the neched of the Yehudi HaKadosh. I don't know if you heard about the Yehudi HaKadosh. The Yehudi HaKadosh, he was, the Talmid of the Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov. So he told me one of the children of the Yehudi HaKadosh, Rab Tzvi Alav Shalom, he was traveling, and he did not see his children for 4.5 years. He didn't see his family, and after 4.5 days he came home. When he came home, So the first question he asked to the family, the children were there, everybody was there. He just said, I have to pray. So he has to pray, and he started to do Nishmat Kol Hai. And he started to sing, you know, to pray. He was so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he was praying. Can you imagine? For hours he was praying, and after a few hours he woke up and he asked, where's the children? So they told him, they are in front of you, they are waiting for you for 4 hours, they are here, they are waiting for you for 4 hours. Can you imagine that? What kind of a man this tzaddik? It's like Yaakov Abinu after 22 years that Yaakov Abinu did not see Yosef. When he saw Yosef, what he did? Shema. He said, Shema Israel. Instead of, you know, I was asking myself, why Yaakov Abinu, he said, Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I mean, why Yaakov Avinu, he did not kiss his son? I mean, after all, this is the time to of meeting his son that is a king, he's a tzaddik. He did not see his son for 22 years. This is not the time to forget Shema. I mean, I don't understand why Yaakov. I mean, so if that was the time of Keret Shema, so why? So why Yosef HaTzadik didn't say Keret Shema? So of course that was not the time of Keret Shema. If that was not the time of Keret Shema, why? So why he was saying Shema Israel? Okay. You know why? Because Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to repair something. He wanted to repair the love that he has for his son. Because the Torah said that the Torah said in the Parashat Vayishev that Yaakov he loved Yosef more than other children, and he made for him a special kotonet, a special clothes, a special shirt. Ve'yaslu kotonet pasim. That means that how he expressed his love to his son by giving him a present. So that means every time that Yaakov, that Yosef, he saw the shirt that Yaakov gave him, so he realized that his father, he loves him. Okay? Huh? What? Every time that Yosef at Tzaddik, he saw the shirt that his father gave him, this shirt, it was like the symbol of love. That, my father he loved, because that shirt, he only gave it to Yosef, not to other children. That means that Yosef, he was special, he was a priority, he was something special in the family. So that means that Yaakov, he put a signature. What was the signature of Yaakov? That he loved his son by giving him the shirt. Okay? So now Yaakov wanted to, and because of that, Yosef was sold. Because of that, because Yaakov showed more love to Yosef, so because of that, Yosef was sold. So now, at 22 years after, when Yaakov he meets his son, he wanted to show to Hashem, Hashem, sorry, I showed too much love to Yosef. Instead of showing love to you, I showed a lot of love of Yosef. So at that moment, he did not kiss Yosef. He showed that he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Ve'avta et Adonai Elohecha B'chol Levavcha U'b'chol Nafshecha U'b'chol Me'odecha. Isn't it good that? That was the moment that Yaakov now wanted to repair. When he met Yosef 22 years after, he didn't show him love at all. He showed him now only that he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you show, how can you repair yourself, how can you repair something bad that you did by doing something good? How can you repair that if you did not show enough love to Hashem? So by showing now more love to Hashem, more than the money, more than the love that you have for the family. When you pray in the synagogue, you're not allowed to kiss your son. Why? Because in the synagogue, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The synagogue, you must show love only to Hashem, not to the child. The child, there is enough time to show him love, but not in the synagogue. You understand? So now we understand something. Now we understand something incredible. David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, like I told you about this tzaddik, excuse me, the little son of the Hayyudi HaKadosh. Can you imagine, after 4.5 years, that he did not see his children, instead of kissing his children, he's doing Shira, Nishmat Kol Chai, Tevarech Et Shimcha, for 4 hours, he connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I forgot his, there is, you must know something, this tzaddik, now what was his plan? His plan, it was that he come home to see his children, yes or no? What he did, instead of look at his children, what he did, He said, Nishmat Kol Hayel. Yaakov Abinu. When Yaakov Abinu, he went to meet Yosef, what was the plan of Yaakov? Huh? To meet Yosef. To meet Yosef that he did not see for 22 years. And instead of meeting Yosef and kissing him, what he was saying? Shema Israel. You see, this is formidable. This is incredible. That's what the Torah, or that's what David HaMelech wanted to teach us. That David HaMelech, he shafted the Rachai. He has plan. He was planning, tomorrow I'm going to do that. A real plan, you understand? But when the time came to, you know, to make the plan at the execution, what David HaMelech, he showed that the priority of my plan now, it's not my own plan, it's Hashem's plan. What is Hashem's plan? Torah. You understand? Now, you know what David HaMelech said? Ma hafti toratecha kol hayom misihati. How much I love the Torah. Ma hafti toratecha. How much I love the Torah. Kol hayom misihati. All day long, I talk about Torah. That was David HaMelech. You know something? All ma hafti toratecha. I mean, even, excuse me, listen to this. It's very important what I'm going to tell you. David HaMelech, he said, Hashem, I love so much the Torah, so even that I plan my own private plan to do something, what I did at the end, even the plan that I planned to do something, when the time came that I will realize what I was planning, I invested that time on the Torah. Kol hayom isihati. That means even the plan that I planned to do my own things, I did not do my own things. Instead of wasting the time to do my own things, I invested that time to study Torah. Kol hayom isihati. You know David HaMelech, who was a king, who was a wealthy man, who was a strong man, who was a very lucky man. And you know the kings, usually the kings, they sleep a lot. Yes or no? And David HaMelech, Alav Shalom, all the quality that he had, I mean, instead of sleeping, he did not sleep. Instead of going and search for money, he didn't do it. Instead of showing people how much he's strong, no. He loved the Torah more than anything else. David HaMelech said, "V'ani kirbat Elokim li tov." David HaMelech said, "All what I want is to approach Hashem, to be more closer to Hashem. That's what I want." David HaMelech Alav Shalom, he opened his heart how to love more HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, you know, the Midrash said that David HaMelech, when he went to the Bet Merchatz, the shower, yes? How do you call it? You know, the Bet Merchatz, you know, where you went to, you know, the how do you call it? You know, yeah, the bathhouse, yes. Where, because today we have all kind of today in every house there is a bathhouse, but at the time there is a public bathhouse, and he was a king, and he couldn't go nowhere, and no one could go with him there because he was the king. So he was there. The Gemara said that when he was nude, he was worried. So he was worried. He said, "Well, I am nude here with no Torah." With no Torah, I mean, how can I be? There is no Torah here, because David HaMelech Alav Shalom, always his plan was, whenever he did, whenever he planned any plan, he controversed the plan to go to yeshiva after. But now, when he was, because there is a halacha, has been kohen kapai, you have to be clean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he planned to go to the bathhouse, so he had to go there. And then he realized, well, here, I can't think about Torah, because you're not allowed to think about Torah. I can't study Torah, so I am nude here, with no Torah. But when he saw the Brit Mila on him, when he saw the Brit Mila, this mitzvah, he said, ah, Baruch Hashem. Even now that I can't study Torah, Baruch Hashem, there is this mitzvah of the Brit Mila that I keep. Ah, it's a mitzvah that it follows me every time. That means, look how much David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, he approached the Torah. He loved the Torah. Now, listen to me, please. The Torah said, "V'im b'chukotai telechu, v'natati gishmichem b'itah v'natati shalom ba'aretz." When you study Torah, when you love Torah, when you walk the way of the Da'at Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you all what you need. And there will be peace. Don't forget one thing. Why Haman, he wanted to kill the Jews? What was the reason? Well, we must think. What was the reason? Just for life. Well, there is a lot of answers. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, because the Jews, they want to eat with Ahasuerus. There is, because there was no Ahdut. There is a lot of reason. Understand me? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that why Haman, he wanted to, why the Gzera was to, that the Jews will be killed. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, because the Jews, when Ahasuerus, he made a big function, a big seuda, he invited the Jews to come to eat. And the Jews, they went there to eat. And when you go to a Jewish seuda, there is there all kind of naked women, they were dancing there, you understand? It's not the Torah, it's not something good. So it was a big Chilul Hashem. And Mordechai Tzadik, he told them, don't go there, it's going to be a Chilul Hashem. Exactly that's what happened. You know, why Vashti, she was killed? Because Ahasuerus, she told her, come naked. Can you imagine a woman, a naked woman, walking in front of thousands of people? You know, usually the goyim, when they do a seuda, always it start clean, it end the seuda with a lot of tum'ah. So that's why they were punished. And so there is a lot of reasons. But I was thinking that all the reason why Haman, he wanted to kill the Jews, anyway, the Jews did teshuva. Okay, there was a lot of reasons. Okay, the most important is that the Jews, they did a real teshuva. Excuse me, I want to tell you something. Listen to this. Do you do a good teshuva in Yom Kippur? Are you sure? You see? And Kippur, it's a holy day. Yes, it's a very, very holy day. Yes or no? The day of Kippur is so holy, you cannot imagine what it is Kippur. It's incredible what it is Kippur. And even that, we're not sure if our teshuva is 100%. Look, if after Kippur, I start to do Avera, that means that my teshuva in Yom Kippur was not a good teshuva. But if after Kippur I will not do a Avera, that means that on Yom Kippur I really did a good teshuva. Otherwise, how I do a Avera? How do you know that? How can you know if your teshuva was a good teshuva in Yom Kippur? How do you know? How can you know? You know how? If the hashpa, if the Yom Kippur give you hashpa after Kippur, if the kiddusha, the holiness of Yom Kippur, you feel it after Kippur. If you feel Kippur after Kippur, that means that Kippur did something in your heart. But if after Kippur you don't feel Kippur, That's me Kippur was Kippur. That's like all days, and that's it. You did Teshuvah, but it did not give you a big hashpa. You know, it didn't affect you. Bemet, you know how do I know? I'm talking to myself. My name is David Pinto. Bemet, how I feel when I feel fear, when I feel irat shamayim, when I feel not to repeat what I did after Kippur. That means that really on Kippur I did a good Teshuvah. Okay? So that means that Kippur is something incredible. Now, I would like to ask you. Kippurim, Yom HaKippurim. What is it, Yom HaKippurim? It's the day of Kippurim. You know, the Gemara said, Kippurim. Kippurim. Purim is Purim. You understand? One day when I heard that the same word of Kippur is like Purim, I was thinking, what's the connection between Kippur and Purim? Kippurim. Kippurim is Kippur, but if you take Ki, what you have left, Purim, that Kippur is like Kippur is like Purim. Kippurim. Kippur is like Purim. What does that mean? Kippur, it's a day of Teshuvah. Kippur, we cry. Kippur, it's a special day. You don't eat, you starve, you don't eat, you don't work. But Purim is a day that you laugh, that you sing, that you give tzedakah, you eat, you drink, you sleep. So how can you compare Kippur at Purim? I know, Dave, you can give me an answer for that. I would like you to ask your wife, tell her to give you an answer. Tell her, madam, how can ask her this question on Purim? Tell her, madam, Hachamim said that Kippur is like Purim. Purim is like Kippur. How can you compare Kippur like Purim? It's impossible. This is the answer. The answer is, now you follow me. Because on Kippur we do Teshuvah. Okay, now Kippur it's a holy day. Kippur it's a day that you do Teshuvah. But Purim, when Haman give the gzera on the Bnei Israel to kill them, no matter what reason why they were condemned to death, or because there was no Ahdut, they were not united, or because they did not respect Torah, anyway, all the reason that you can, that Hachamim said, well, I accept them. The most important is that what happened with what Hamani wanted to do to the Jews, they did Teshuvah. They did a real Teshuvah. They fast 3 days. They pray to Hashem. They kibu v'kiblu. They accepted the Torah. They said to Hashem, sorry for all what we did to you. That means that that means that Purim, it was like Kippur. The same way that on Kippur we do Teshuvah and Akash Ruch forgive, on Purim, Am Yisrael did a big Teshuvah and Akash Ruch forgive them. And instead of being killed on Purim, Lehudim Haita Ora Vesimcha Vesason Vikar. That day, the Jews started to put tefillin with love. They started to study Torah with love. They started to respect Shabbat with love. They started to do all kinds of mitzvot with love, with happiness. Lehudim haita ora zot ora. V'sason vikar. Now, who pushed the Bnei Israel to receive the Torah beratzon, to do Torah with happiness, to respect Torah, to do Torah mitzvot, to put feeling with happiness, and to wake up to study Torah? the Gzera of Haman. That means that you understand me? That means that Purim is like Kippur. And even Purim, it's more than Kippur. You know why? Because on Kippur, you fast. But on Purim, you don't fast, you eat, you drink, you drunk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he compare all what you do on Purim like if you fast. Like if you do Teshuvah. Why? Because when you do Purim, when really you do Purim, you know, excuse me, you have to listen to this, okay? Because when you do Purim, you know why you do Purim. You do Purim because all what happened. Ah, that means that you accept on you that you will change. That means on Purim, I do a big Teshuvah, but a Teshuvah with happiness. That means I compare myself. Oh, if I was living at the time, if Hashem, he would not do a big miracle to my grandparents in Shoshan, I will not be here today. Tell me, David, would you be here today if Haman would kill your grandfather? No, would I be here me? If Haman would get my grandfather, no. So that means the nest of Purim, it revives himself every generation, every year. Every year it's my birthday. Every year I say to Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I am here today. Because if Haman would kill the Jews on the 13th, 14th of Adar, I will not be here today. So automatically, what I do, I say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I accept only more Torah and Mitzvot. I'm more happy. So that means that Purim is more than Kippur. Because on Kippur, we do Teshuvah, we fast. We do with fasting. We do Teshuvah with fear. We do Teshuvah with a lot of fear of the day. But on Kippur, we do a Teshuvah with happiness. Even by being drunk, it's a casual compare when I am drunk, I am the floor on Yom Kippurim. I am drunk and I am the floor. A casual compare what my act, my what I'm doing, like a teshuva. Why? Because I do that, huh? Because what I do it because I'm with happiness. I do that because I'm happy that I'm alive. I am Jew. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you become drunk because you are Jew, because you are alive, because Haman didn't kill you. So by not killing you, because you want to stay to remain Jew to do Torah mitzvot. So I compare this happiness that you are happy, like if you are doing Teshuvah. Huh? Isn't it good or not? Now we understand why Mishi Nichnas Adar Marbi Bisimcha. When Adar came, we are more happy. We put more happy, you know, because on the Yamim Noraim, we suffer to do Teshuvah. And we don't even know if our Teshuvah it was accepted or not. It's a hard Teshuvah. But on Purim, we do a Teshuvah with happiness by being drunk. It's an easy Teshuvah. Good or no? It's an easy teshuva, so we have to be happy. It's like you worked so hard to make money, to live, and one day and all year you work very very hard for each day to make the money for the day, and one day a year I bring you a lot of food. Will not you be happy for that? That at least one day a year you don't work, you get everything free. You understand? this is mishini khnas adar ma bin bisimha. When adar came, we have to put more happiness. We have to be more happy, more than anymore, because all year long we do teshuva, but a serious teshuva. We have to put tefillin, we have to be serious people. But on Purim, when we are drunk, when we are happy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider this happiness of drunkenness, this happiness, or what we do on Purim, like Kippur. Like Kippur. So it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a way to do a teshuva with a really extraordinary way. So of course we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Be'ezat Hashem on Purim, Mishiras Adam, when we are happy, a free happiness. It's a simchat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us. We use all kinds of things to be more happy. And on the month of Adar, so Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us later to carry on to do Torah Mitzvah. I mean, or the most important is the Hemshech. The Hemshech is the continuation. You understand that? La continuité, the following, to follow the Simcha that you have on Kippur, to follow it. After you, the simcha that you have on Purim, to follow on you the simcha, for the rest of the times to come, and then Be'ez Hashem Pesach will come, and Pesach you have Ben Hurim, then after it's Matan Torah. But anyway, Purim it's a good preparation for Pesach. Purim it's a good preparation for Shavuot. So Purim it's something very, 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 very good. You know, Purim. Have you heard about Rahav? You never heard of her, Rahav? You know, when Yeshua is sent to spies, to spy Israel, and they went to a woman, her name is Rahav. And you know, when she hid them, because the king of Canaan, he heard that the Jews, they sent two spies, and they heard that they are dead. So he sent armies to search, and she hid the two. It was Pinchas and Kalev. So she hid them. And do you know what she told them? She told them, please, I know that you can conquer Canaan. We heard what Hashem did to the Egyptian. We heard that Hashem crossed the sea. And she said, Hashem Elokechem hu Elokim b'shamayim ma'al v'ayis mitachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is above, is up there, is in the shamayim mima'al v'al ha'aretz mitachat. You know this story, yes? Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her? Hashem told her, you, Rahab, you're a Goya. You never saw me. You don't know if I exist or not. You said that I am up there, I am down there. So from you, I will give you Nevi'im, that will come from you. And do you know that Rahab, Yeshua, married her, and she was converted, and a big Nevi'im came from her. You know that? A big Nevi'im. Even Hiskiel, that he saw a lot of things. Hashem, this is the reward, the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he gave to Rahab Azona. I would like to ask you one question. How did Rahab came to that conclusion that Hashem is Mima'al? How? She was a Goya. How she came to this knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mima'al HaShamayim Mitachat HaAretz? How did she came to that? Repeat again, please. That means she saw. But all the goyim saw. Why no one convert himself? I mean, why they had to fight the Jews? Rahab, she was among those goyim. Why did I have she sow and the grape did not sow? How it's possible? So you see here, from here you understand, even a Jew, these Jews who has eyes, they see, and there is Jews that they don't want to see. Like the Misilat Yesharim said, there is two kinds of blind. There is a blind man that he was blind, that he is blind from birth, and there is a blind man that is not blind, but he don't want to see. You know, he's a blind, he don't want to see. Don't tell me, I don't want to know. He don't want to see. He's a blind, he don't want to see. You see, this is, the Torah want to tell you, look, if by the Goyim you can find a man like Yitro, a man like a woman like Rahab, that they are not blind, that really they use their eyes to see that there is Hashem. So you Jews, that you feel me, that you know me, how dare that you are blind? You understand? So this is Mishinichnas Adar. I mean, when Adar come, open your eyes. Open your eyes, think a little bit. Think about this Haman. Think about the story. All the story, it's an incredible story. And look how the story end up with happiness. It end up with happiness. Why? Because the Jews open their eyes. Do we have to suffer to open the eyes? A man with Torah, with mitzvot, like the, he will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw Rav Shach Alav HaShalom, he said that there is a difference between a Jew and a Goya who feel Hashem. He said that Rahab, she said to the spies, to Caleb and to Pilhas, that Hashem, he is a Elohim Mima'al Hashemayim, Hashem is up there. And he said, because he said, it's a Goya, okay? It's a Goya, but at least she realized that there is Hashem up there and down there. But more than that, she cannot see. He said, but a Jew with Torah, he can feel Hashem everywhere. Not only up there and down there, everywhere. There is not a place without the presence of Hashem. A man with mitzvot, he should not satisfy only with hargasha. I feel. No. Mamash beriyah. Hashem should, a man should like see. Hashem is here. Not I feel Hashem here. Hashem is here. Understand? So be'ezat Hashem, you know, and I heard a story from a rabbi that he was a man that he was in his office and they forgot him. They closed the office, and his office, it was like a safe. So he didn't know what to do, so he started to count money. But after he was thirsty, and he didn't know what to do, and the safe, there was a window. So he thought, I'm going to scream from the window to people to listen. I'm here, please, open. I'm thirsty, I'm starving, I'm here, help me. So no one here, because it was in the fourth floor. So what he did, he took money, dollars, and he started to throw dollars from the window. He thought maybe when people will see dollars coming from up there, they will lift their eyes to see from where the dollar comes. And then they will see him, they will help him. But people, what they saw, they saw dollars falling on the floor, instead of lifting their eyes up there, their eyes were on the floor, collecting money. What he did, he started to throw on them the money, you know, the les pièces, the coins, they are heavy, the coins. And he started to throw heavily on their head. So when they saw the coins on their head, so they left up their eyes up, to see from where it came, those. Then he told them, I'm here. So he told them, so he said to himself, when it was money that he was feeling, no one,
lift his eyes up to see from where it came. But when they were hurt, with the head was hurt with the coins, now they lift their eyes up to see from where it came. The answer is, the nimshal is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us money, nahat, no one lifts his eyes up. We just collect. We're collecting. But when we suffer, then we lift our eyes in the Shamayim to see from where it came. So you see, all the tzarot we have today, we need to lift our einayim, our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all the problems that this year we have, not only you, even the Bnei Torah, the Yeshivot, the Aniyim, more Aniyim today, we're all suffering. So we need to do more Teshuvah. We need to do more Yirat Shamayim, more Avodat Hashem, more Avodah B'Simcha. And Be'ez Hashem, Yirat Son Shekadosh Baruch Hu, give you Bracha V'Atzlacha, Bri'ut, Parnasa Tova, Ken Ratzon, and I wish you Hag Sameach, and Purim Sameach.